אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. In a unanimous decision released late on Wednesday night, a special panel of 11 judges of the Supreme Court said that Benjamin Netanyahu could take up the position of Prime Minister in the new National Unity Government despite charges against him. Chief Justice Esther Hayut wrote that Netanyahu still enjoys the presumption of innocence until proven otherwise, and that the law doesn't prevent a criminal defendant from forming a government. The court case, televised live, was unique in Israel's history. It was the first time that judges sat with masks and were separated from each other by plastic screens to avoid transgressing distancing regulations due to the coronavirus outbreak. In the two-day hearing, the court heard arguments from 8 petitioners seeking to block Netanyahu setting up a new government and to strike down part of the complex coalition deal. At issue was whether a lawmaker under indictment could be tasked with forming a government, as well as objections to various amendments to laws being passed as part of the agreement, which will enshrine a rotating prime ministership and place significant limits on Knesset activity and senior appointments. The court left open the possibility that legislation making its way through the Knesset as part of the deal can still be challenged once passed, and said the parts of the agreement raised significant difficulties. During the two-day hearing, some contentious parts of the coalition agreement were amended in response to questions by the judges. After the judgment was released on Thursday, the Knesset resumed deliberation of and eventually passed the bills to anchor in law the rotation agreement between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party and Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan. Later in the day, 72 Knesset members recommended to President Rivlin that the mandate to form the government be given to Benjamin Netanyahu. Accordingly, he was formally given the mandate. The new government is to be sworn in on May 13th, ending more than a year of political limbo. Netanyahu's trial is set to start on May 24th. There were no new deaths from COVID-19 Friday Shabbat, the first 24-hour period since March 28th in which no new fatalities were recorded. 2 people died over Shabbat, raising the death toll to 247. There have been 16,444 confirmed COVID-19 infections in Israel since the start of the pandemic, 4,886 of which are active. Of those still ill, 79 people are in serious condition, of whom 63 are on ventilators. 51 are in a moderate condition, the rest are suffering mild symptoms only. An agreement was reached on Friday between the Treasury, local councils and the Education Ministry that would allow for the reopening of after-school programs for kindergarten children and grades 1 and 2. Grades 1 to 3 returned to school this past week along with tutorial programs for grades 11 and 12. But without after-school programs for the younger children, parents were still unable to fulfill normal work days. Kindergartens and daycare centres opened today for the 0 to 6 age group. However, due to Health Department regulations limiting the size of groups permitted, thousands of children will not be able to return to their kindergartens. And there's no projected date for the opening of grades 4 to 10. Israel is cautiously returning to normal, with a real fear of a second wave of the deadly virus. On Thursday, the main markets in the country, including Jerusalem's Machane Yehuda, reopened, with restricted numbers of shoppers allowed in at one time. Still to open are synagogues and most places of entertainment. 15,000 Israelis visited national parks and nature reserves throughout the country yesterday after the sites were given the go-ahead to reopen as Israel eases its coronavirus restrictions. To meet the Health Ministry's social distancing guidelines, the Parks Authority limited the number of people who could visit at one time and required visitors to purchase their entry tickets in advance. It has also not yet reopened sites where swimming is normally allowed with a lifeguard. That did not stop many Israelis taking advantage of the warm weather on Friday to swim in the sea. Overnight Friday, a 30-year-old man nearly drowned in the Kinneret and is in critical condition in the coronavirus unit at a hospital near Tiberias after he was found to have COVID-19. 12 people who helped rescue and treat the man an Eritrean national, were required to self-quarantine. There were more demonstrations last night and during the week from thousands of workers still unable to return to work and from small business owners whose government payments will not sustain them. Israel is among seven nations that have made progress in combating the coronavirus, which are joining together to promote tourism and trade between them as they look to rebuild economies battered by the virus. Taking part in discussions were Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, and Czech Prime Minister Andrei Babis. Israel currently bars the entry of all foreigners, and Israelis returning from overseas must quarantine for 2 weeks. Israel will be celebrating Lag BaOmer on Monday night to Tuesday, but without the bonfires that characterise the night. A lockdown of the country was considered, but instead ministers voted to ban all bonfires across the country and close off Meron, the centre of the holiday celebrations, to visitors from Thursday until May the 13th, with entry exceptions made for residents and workers of the town surrounding the site. Renting rooms or guest houses to non-residents of Meron is forbidden under the rules. Public transport to the site has ceased for the week. Violators who light bonfires anywhere in the country or rent out rooms in Meron will be fined. The regulations approved by the Cabinet will permit the Religious Affairs Minister to sign off on special dispensation for 3 Lag BaOmer bonfires at Meron for prominent rabbis, with the lightings staggered and each gathering capped at 50 participants. It is said that these events must ensure fair participation, including equal representation of women and men. More than 600,000 celebrants were at the bonfires at Meron last year. The town of Meron will be reopened this coming Thursday, but the site of the grave of Shimon Bar Yochai will remain closed to visitors until May 17. It was revealed this week that 2 weeks ago, Iran made a cyber attack on Israel's water and sewage system that could have had devastating results had it succeeded. The attempted attack was dealt with by the Water Authority and National Cyber Directorate. No harm was done to the water supply, and it operated and continues to operate without interruption. Former Soviet dissident Natan Sharansky, winner of the 2020 Genesis Prize, announced on Monday that he will donate the $1 million prize money to organizations fighting the coronavirus pandemic and assisting people most affected by the outbreak. Donations will go to organizations providing emergency services to Jerusalem residents of all faiths and assisting severely disabled children, domestic violence victims, African migrants in Tel Aviv, and people in need of mental health services. He will also support research at Israel's Weizmann Institute of Science, Columbia University, and New York University, and help elderly Jewish communities overseas. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio. From Jerusalem. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.